Hey, Jay, I got something to host. Where do I host it?
Why, on HostGator, of course. They offer 99.9% uptime and have 24/7, 365 customer support.
Wow, if only I can kick back some of that money to my favorite gaming podcast, Blood and Barrel.
Not only can you do that, but you can save yourself some money in the process.
Tell me how.
Use the checkout code EBPODCAST9 and save 25% off your first order.
Wow, and I still hate you. You have to kind of feel bad for something, because like, no matter what they do, they're going to be people who are like, that was a disaster. Oh my god. They announced the system they showed games, but not all the games I wanted.
No.
And share button. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for February, what day is it?
20th,
all right.
For like another 50 minutes.
Oh, okay, great. So we're saying that this is going up on the 21st.
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay, February 21st, 2013, whatever. This is Mike Minaj, joined by my brother AJ.
Hello.
The Sony PlayStation 4 unveiling pretty much just happened, so got a lot to talk about that. I really don't have. I didn't play much. Did you play anything? I don't think we
have a couple things to talk about.
Really? What did you even do? You've been gone like all week.
Analog gaming, my friend.
What does that mean?
Like cards and board games and shit.
No.
It'll be quick. You'll actually be interested in this.
Oh, no. Oh, no!
What are you doing?
Oh, come on. That's not a video game. This is like playing arcade star, this whole thing, I swear. Where look, it's cool if you like board games, but I don't like, when I want to talk about video games, don't be like, yeah, dude, I fucking played this game with cardboard and dice. I'm like, that's different. You know why we made the video game? So we wouldn't need the goddamn cardboard and dice. That's literally why we invented computers. To get rid of that crap. God. Yes, but you can never really equal the pure imagination of a traditional role-playing game. I don't care. Your imagination sucks. No one cares about your stupid Dungeon Master's, like, epic story to the lands of not Middle Earth. And, you know, with the epic ending, oh, wait, that's right, the story never ends because two people dropped out of your group halfway through the campaign. Whoops. And too bad, because you had a really, because you didn't unveil all of your character's backstory yet. You're going to dole it out slowly. Yeah, you're laughing because you know it's all true. Every last bit of it is true. That's why it's funny. So no, you're not going to talk to me about board game, card game. God. Jesus, okay. You know my favorite card game I played while I was? The Uncharted card game. You know what I liked about it? It wasn't actually a card game. All the cards were on my goddamn gaming system. It was great. Like, there's like card games that, like, when I play Magic, I have the Magic app. I'm like, what the hell am I doing? If I'm already using this thing, why am I just not doing everything on it? Keeping track of the damage dealt. Get a pen and pencil.
Are you done?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
So don't. You better be quick about it, because I don't even say it, but please, like.
I will. We're not there yet.
I want to talk about the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, let's talk about the PlayStation 4. It's a thing.
Then there's some community things people talked about. We got some clarification because I wanted to know why people hated portables. All right, and then the releases. If that loads, it's not loading right now for some reason. I think GameSpot's been swamped by PS4 coverage.
Yeah.
But, as has everybody. All right, so let's talk about the PS4.
All right.
Do you have, like, a format? You just want to jump into this?
Yeah, I kind of got a linear breakdown of it.
Okay.
Like, all of it. But, like, you know, so, like, the hardware itself, which we didn't see it.
Like, a lot of people are, system. I mean, I think it's weird, too, we didn't see it, but some people are getting kind of, like, overly hung up on that. Like, it doesn't really matter. Like,
it's going to be a box that goes under your TV.
That was a bigger problem with the Wii U, because the Wii U, they did a very poor job of, like, saying this was a new system. The benefit of the PlayStation 4 is that it's called the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, you kind of know you're getting into
it. You get it. That's why I still think the Wii U should have just been called the Wii 2.
Yeah.
Might have been better for them. But, yeah, I feel like they're like, oh, we want to save something for E3, so we'll show what the box looks like. Whatever, who cares?
Yeah. But we saw the DualShock 4.
But pretty much like what was leaked.
Yeah, so it looks like a DualShock, but like a slightly different shape with like better analog triggers, a touch surface.
What? It's bizarre. They did not like show off how that touch surface would work for anything, did
they?
Yeah,
not really.
Some people kind of thought that thing might also be like an LED display, which was not true.
No.
And
but it has like a light that glows, which is part to identify players and part to track the motion with the stereo camera thing.
Which was another thing they didn't really show off.
No game really used that functionality.
Which is weird. It's like, that's kind of worries me, because it's kind of like Sony sometimes has a problem where they throw too many gimmicks out there. They kind of see what sticks.
Look at the Vita.
Look at the PlayStation 3. Like, now we're this far into it. What game actually uses the, what did they fuck, like a six axis?
Yeah. Like, that's Flower and... Blair.
Yeah, Flower was a long time ago.
Blair.
Like, the point is, like, no game today, like, would ever use six-axis for anything.
Like, Journey kind of did, and that was about it.
It's kind
of
funny, because it proved that thing was stupid. That, like, no one wanted to... Like, everyone just ignored it wasn't there.
Yep, pretty much. No,
so, but...
But, like, as far as, like, unlike Nintendo, Sony's very happy to show all the specs for the system.
Right, very number-heavy.
Yeah, like...
Which is fine.
They very much drove home... PC architecture, built with PC parts, port your PC games to the PlayStation.
Yeah, which is smart, because that was...
Well, that was always the thing with the... Like, everyone's like, oh, you know, like, power doesn't mean everything. The PS3 was more powerful, and it didn't necessarily help it. Well, it wasn't that. It was really hard to make games for the PS3, as compared to the Xbox/PC architecture.
Mm-hmm.
So, getting themselves more in line with that is going to help them in the long run, because, like... You know, like we've seen with The Witcher 3 announced. Well, fuck yeah, that's going to come to the PS4.
Yeah, true.
Like,
very much.
Absolutely.
Why not?
You know, there'll probably be a version of Crysis 3 for the PS4 that's going to look amazing. And
that's true, yeah.
All kind of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad. They have a lot of RAM in the system, which is always
8 gigabytes.
Yes, and like they never put a lot of RAM in consoles, so I'm glad they are. Like 8 gigabytes is what I would consider to be the correct amount of RAM.
It's a lot of RAM.
The rumor is that the 360 may only get 4.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what people think? Like the 360 won't be as powerful as the PS4?
That seems to be a thought. Like according to all the leaked specs and everything, like that was even before today.
I want to get into this a little bit more, but I feel like that's going to be a problem if the 360 is basically just exactly like the PS4. I don't know. We'll see. But we'll get into that at the end here. What happened next?
Right? Yeah. Well, let's talk before we get to the games. Let's talk a little more about like the system, because they then talked about all these crazy things it does. For the first being the whole idea of sharing. There's a share button on the controller.
Now this stuff all sounded kind of Wii U esque, with like the Miiverse, but better implemented maybe.
It's like a weird combination of like the Miiverse and OnLive.
It's better implemented. It's still nothing I care about. The video sharing's kind of neat.
Yeah, the video sharing's cool, and like the broadcasting's cool. So, live streaming is all the cool kids do that these days.
No, broadcast. No, yeah, there's a lot of people. Like, there's like, it's kind of funny. Like, you know, like, those. You always see like those ads when you go to like a torrent site. It's like the girls who just like have webcams and you just get naked on them.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's like a version of that where like the hot girls just play video games.
Yeah.
And like you watch them and you tip them and stuff.
Yeah.
That's like a big thing. I wonder if there's gonna be a tip infrastructure for this. Maybe not.
Probably
be bad. But yeah, no, but seriously, like Twitch TV, even without the whole like weird sexist girl thing, but there's a huge market of people just wanna watch people play games.
Yeah, and this is gonna post to Ustream.
Okay, cool.
So, there's that component, you know, like, in screenshots and things like that, it's all fine, you can post that stuff to your Facebook.
So, like, but, like, you can push the PlayStation share button at any time and immediately see, like,
the last, like, few minutes.
And you can, like, select a chunk of it and you can upload it. That's kind of
neat. Yeah, it's neat. They're also using, like, they talk about all the Gaikai stuff that they're integrating, Gaikai being the cloud gaming platform they purchased. Part of that is... people can, like, watch you play. So, like, you could be, like, you look at your friends list.
Well, is that different than streaming, though?
Yeah. Well, it seemed like that's, like, part of the friends list. Like, it was weird. Like, there's no hands-on of this stuff right. yet. Like, you could be like, oh, Mike's online playing Killzone. I'm going to see what he's doing in Killzone. You click it and just start showing it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you set up the stream, but rather it's just kind of always doing that. They talk about, like, weird stuff, too. Like,
some stuff I did not like they were talking about.
Like being able to have a friend take over and get you through a hard part of the game.
Yeah.
Like, does that mean, like... What? If I don't own Killzone, can I?
You have to at least
do you, like I assume, but
you must have to at least own the game or have it in or something.
But, that was interesting.
Although I guess like if you own the game, why is it even a streaming thing? I guess it's a stream
because you're controlling their okay. game seamlessly.
Then there's like other like you can like if your friend is like low in health, you can give him a health potion. I'm like, wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's
that'd be why like, imagine if you're like that? In the middle of like a tough boss and you're like losing, like oh, it's like Agile guy gave you health potion. Don't worry now. I'm like
go on Facebook and spam your friends. Like I can't beat this boss. Someone yeah,
it's like
come the free, online.
It's like that free to play crap. Like oh, give me a potion. Give me a potion. Yeah. It's like LOL immersion, right? God.
So that's dumb. But so, the other thing that Gaikai stuff's being used is remote play with the Vita. So basically,
so like the PlayStation 4 style graphics will be on the Vita screen, right?
Yeah, like it's very just, similar to what the Wii U's doing,
right?
Basically, they're using the Gaikai software platform. Like the PlayStation 4 is a Gaikai server, and the Vita is the client.
Okay.
I don't it wasn't clear to me if that means it's only on like in your house or if it's abroad.
What's weird is that they said like, can you do that to any PlayStation 4 game and put it on your Vita?
That's what it
the
sounds
Vita's
like.
Missing some buttons.
Yeah,
it's missing four to be exact.
Yeah, I know. They'll probably just map them to the touchpad.
I guess so.
Which seems to be what they're doing.
Yeah, but I mean... Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's kind of a blow against the Wii U, I feel like. It seems to be everyone's favorite feature of the Wii U, is that you can start playing your games on this second screen.
I guess. I mean, it's definitely still nice.
And
this
will work.
Wii U.
And the Wii U still has a range. This will work anywhere in the house, as long as you're on Wi-Fi.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's cool. So, games. First one they showed.
Wait. I feel like I wanted to say something.
Oh, they had the suspend thing. I like that.
What's this? Oh yeah. There's like that whole thing with like. It's like the sleep mode with like. I love the 3DS and the Vita. How you can like
put a game to sleep and just turn
yeah,
back on.
Turn back on like a day later. Exactly. Yeah. But you can do the system and like the download the background like the apparently like downloading stuff's gonna be a lot faster, which has always been bothering
yeah,
me.
Yeah, with the PlayStation in particular. Like yeah. they have like a second chip to run all that stuff.
And apparently,
which is
yeah,
cool.
And apparently like you can like download a little bit of a game and then start playing it.
Oh yeah, that was interesting. That was something from what I can recall when Steam was gonna be a thing, I always remember that being one of the promises.
Oh really?
Like before Steam came out, I was like, oh, this is what this Steam thing is, and no one quite understood it yet. Maybe I'm wrong about this, but I always remember in my head like that was supposed to be one of the things. Like the install was streamed. Like you'd start playing the game, and it would like continue downloading in the background from like where you were, and that's what this is, which is awesome because again, the downloads in the PlayStation are really long. Mm-hmm. It sounds like they're gonna use Gaikai for demos. So,
well,
like, you'll stream demos, on live.
But they said for, like, any game.
Yeah.
This is weird.
And then the last thing, too, talking about streaming games. So, the PS4 is not natively backwards compatible with anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they talk about maybe someday, possibly.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. Streaming PS1, PS2, and PS3 games.
So I wonder what that'd be like. Would you have to pay for all those?
Or like, could it just be like it would check if the disc is in the drive and then give you access to a streaming version of the game?
Right.
Like, that'd be cool. I'd be down with that. So yeah, I mean, that wasn't clear, but still.
I mean, I have a PS3.
Yeah, good enough.
Yeah, right.
So, okay, games. First, Mark Cerny came out, who enchanted the two of us. Some people were very freaked out by him because they felt
like he was like, he had a really soothing voice.
A lot of people liking him to a Bond villain.
I guess. I mean, does he have to be creepy? I don't know. He's cool,
know.
I thought.
But he showed off his new game, Knack.
This was like my favorite game they showed.
This was awesome. I was watching his trailer and I was like, I'm buying PlayStation 4.
It's like, remember, like, was it PlayStation 2? They're like, yeah, games are going to look as good as Toy Story.
Yeah.
Which was a lie.
It was hyperbole.
I think they might have even said it with PlayStation 1, actually.
But, like, I watched that Knack trailer.
Good.
If that was a movie, I'd go see that movie and be totally
cool,
fine
like,
with it.
It kind of, like... Well, the PS2 actually had this really great tradition of, like, really awesome sort of...
Cartoon platformers?
Cartoon action platformers, yeah. This kind of seems like in that vein.
Right.
Like, it looks kind of like an Insomniac game, almost.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Like, so the whole trick of it is you play as this little robot who builds and deconstructs himself from floating pieces. And it's really pushing,
right.
like, all the physics of the
Yeah,
PS4.
Like the particle system.
They all bounce around when he breaks apart. The characters animated perfectly. Like, they looked great. It was a really well-done trailer, so that probably helps. But, yeah, I really liked that Sony was like, this is the first PlayStation 4 footage we're ever officially showing. It's a new first-party IP.
I thought, yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah, I thought.
That's pretty good.
That was, like, the high point for me, actually. Because, like, that was, like, when I was feeling the best about the PlayStation 4. Like, this looks awesome. That looks cool. That could be a cool launch title.
Yes. I am on board with
that. Yeah.
So then the guy from Guerrilla Games came out and was like, we're making Killzone.
I think everyone knew they were making Killzone. I have, like, such mixed feelings on this. Because, like, everything they showed looked great.
Yeah, but that happened with Killzone 2.
Right, that's the problem. And, like, the biggest...
There's always that skepticism.
The biggest concern, and I know this is back when that Killzone 2 thing happened, where it's, like, it looks like it's a video game with, like, because, like, there's the gun in the bottom, right? And there's, like, some HUD elements. But the camera's not moving like a video game at all.
Well, it started to. Once, like, he actually got the gameplay where
once
the gun came out
gun,
and he was shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, the part where he was, like, getting off the transport, walking through security. Like, the way just he was, like, looking around, it's like, you weren't doing that with an analog stick on a controller.
Yeah, there's no way.
Like, that was...
But then, like, some things, like, made it, like, grounded a bit more. Like it was almost like the character, like some of the NPC walking animations weren't that great, which almost kind of helped make it look more like a game, which was nice. But, I mean, but it was cool because, like, it was, like, it actually had some color to it, unlike other Killzone
games. Oh, the scenery in, like, that city looked amazing. And, like, when he got on that ship and it took off and you're just flying through the city.
It's just kind of a problem.
It's impressive.
Like, I really have, and it seems like a lot of people, like, they don't really care about this franchise.
Yeah.
They keep, like, Sony keeps trying to tell us that we do.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but, I mean, it's like at a point, like, am I going to care this time? I'm going to get just because it's like the thing. It's better than a Resistance game, I guess.
Yes, that is true.
It definitely looked pretty. We all knew we were getting a Killzone. There it is.
Yeah. Drive Club do anything for you?
No.
It's from the guys who made MotorStorm.
It's a car game. Supposedly it's going to, like, really push, like, the social stuff, which Forza kind of already does. Right?
Yeah, I got a very Forza vibe from it.
Right. Well, basically, it's like, oh, those assholes who make Gran Turismo take forever, and then they no one even liked Gran Turismo 5, so we'll have these guys make something.
Yeah, it's pretty, but...
Well, that's why I said, like, I always hate, because they always... Sony always has some car game being shown off at their conferences, and it's always like, look at this car! And I'm like, yeah, it looks like a car.
I think that's just the thing, like... A realistic car game is like, I drive 2 hours every day to go to work.
That doesn't excite me.
I don't need to do that much with cars.
We are not, like, we are not.
I know,
car
we're not
enthusiasts.
The target people
I don't,
for this.
I never get it. I'm like, oh. Cool.
But even, like, getting into this, if I may, just, like, from a presentational standpoint, one criticism of Sony's whole thing, there was too much hyperbolic talking going on.
No, it's like they couldn't just, like, show the game.
Every guy had to come out, like, give his little prepared speech about, you know, the visceral, emotional experience that we're finally
weird.
Achieving.
Like, the guy before the
infamous Second Son.
I thought that guy needs an Oscar. I thought he was going to cry.
Well, I thought, like, someone ran up on stage and hijacked the show to warn us about Big Brother.
Right.
Ironic, it was really,
like,
weird.
Ironic, since I'm sure the PlayStation 4 is going to collect a lot of personal information.
There's a fucking camera with this system that looks at you all the time.
But no, everybody kind of thought it was Watch Dogs at first. Because it doesn't seem... I think it's like an alternate history sort of...
Our feed cut out at the end of this.
Yeah, but it's not like... It's not Infamous 3.
No.
And I don't think Cole's in it. And I don't even think it's in that same universe.
It's
really.
Seattle.
Yeah.
And the
But like I said, Yeah, I think it's a completely... I think it's, like, an Infamous in spirit more than, like, anything else.
Right.
Like, it's going to be an open-world game where you have superhero powers.
Yes.
And fight the man. But, you know, again, this is another thing where, you know, we knew that... So we haven't heard from Sucker Punch in a while. They were probably making a new Infamous.
Yep.
And, alas, they were.
Then Jonathan Blow came out, The Witness.
This is surprising. I did not expect to see Jonathan Blow come out.
Just come out and completely sell out.
Because there was a, whatever. It's funny because like a lot of game journalists were not pressed. Like, oh, I saw a lot of tweets like, I already played The Witness. I'm like, yeah, but no one else has seen it.
Yeah, relax.
Because this is the first time he's like actually let anybody see it.
Yeah.
He's been working on it for a while. I didn't know that it was going to look that pretty. Yeah, it is a good looking game.
It's basically if the guys who made Myst were like, sitting there in 2012, like, let's make Myst.
And what's interesting, it's like, it seems like there's a very simple, like, puzzle mechanic at the core of it. Well, but it becomes, like, more and more complicated.
That's something I don't know. It seemed like the only means of interaction with this game was going through mazes.
Well, I'm sure it becomes incredibly, like...
I hope so. I mean, from that trailer, it was like, do these mazes in amazing environments.
I mean, I'm sure there's more to it than it's, like, literally a maze. I think Jonathan Blow knows.
I hope so.
Hopefully. I mean, I like Braid a lot. Maybe I'm giving him too much credit, but we'll see. I was like, so I'm confused. Is it like, is it an exclusive for PlayStation 4?
Some people think it's a timed exclusive. Some people think the way he was saying console exclusive means it's still going to come to
Braid
PC.
Braid didn't come to PC right away. It'd be weird to think that he would forsake
Braid
PC.
Braid did come to PS3 eventually.
Yeah, it did, right.
Yeah, so I'm sure.
I mean, I'm sure it'll come to other things, but let's say it's weird to see Jonathan Blow at like the Sony press conference. Mm-hmm. That's cool because Witness does look great.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Watch Dogs.
Yeah, I liked this trailer a lot more for Watch Dogs. Like, the other Watch, like, the Sony one, where's the difference? The Sony one was, like, it really is just the context where, like, it looked really cool, but I was really disturbed by, like, this, I guess it was just the way this guy was playing it, where it's, like, this really, like, gung-ho, like, I'm taking down my target, I don't care if civilians get killed. Like, there's, like, that creepy scene where, like, remember, like some guy, like, just got shot while he was in his car with his wife, and, like, the wife's crying, and
oh,
the
yeah.
guy sort of goes over to him and is, like, emotionally just like, oh, get down. It really bothered me. And, like, some people, like, really liked that, because, like, oh, that's so raw, that's so real. I'm like, oh, that's creepy.
Well, it's a choice of how you're going to play that game,
I guess.
Like,
but,
you,
I mean, I
you
just,
could try to make that not happen.
But I liked this idea of it, where it was like a you're, like, a preemptive...
Vigilante.
Right, where it's, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's like, what's that show with Jim Caviezel that's on TV? Person of Interest.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, it did kind of look a little bit like that. But,
But like...
The game looks really good.
The apparent breadth of options of what you can do in that game are astounding.
Right. I mean, if it's, yeah.
If it can match that gameplay demo...
It's another thing where it's like, man, that almost looks too good to be true.
But that one...
But it looks cool.
I didn't get the weird disconnect.
Mm-mm. It looked gamey, because like, yeah...
Well, like, I believed that was the guy playing a game.
Like, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. Like, Capcom had, like, their thing where they just show, like, a demo for a game called...
Deep Down.
And, like, basically the only thing that made it look like it was a game was, like, they put this very small HUD element...
In the bottom left.
Which is basically a square over, like, what weapon the guy had out. I'm like, yeah, no.
Yeah, like, nothing about that looked like someone playing a video game.
Right.
It looked like
a small tech demo. And, like, when you make a small demo, it can always look easier because there's not as much going on,
yeah.
really.
Plus, to me, the facial animation in that demo looked really bad.
Well, that's just an animating thing. That's not, like, the technology, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, I'm just...
Like...
I just watched it, I was like, ugh.
I mean, like... And this, like this third-party roundup, I was kind of like, ugh. Because well, there was a lot of people coming out, like, showing tech demos.
David Cage from Quantic Dream showed their old man, which looked good, but...
Yeah,
but
I'm
whatever.
Like, why do we need third-party tech demos right now? I don't
And then
care.
Square Enix came out, and...
They apparently showed
talked forever.
And apparently showed a tech demo that they already showed before? Last year? I don't know at what, but people said...
Maybe they should stop making tech demos and make games.
Well then the guy
came
out...
Can't sell a tech demo.
Some guy came out and said, like, oh, next Final Fantasy will be shown at E3 for PlayStation 4.
He didn't say the next Final Fantasy. He said they'll have a Final Fantasy announcement at E3.
It better be 15. Although I wonder...
Final Fantasy 14 open beta.
Although I wouldn't be, shocked if Final Fantasy 15 is multi-platform. It has to be. If 13 was, God. Was there anything else?
There's
Blizzard.
So
this was weird.
Chris Metzen from Blizzard takes
the
stage.
This was disappointing.
He's talking like a human being, like he's actually like entertaining to watch.
And
we're
like,
and he's like building, and we are freaking out. I'm like, Mike, this is it. This is big news coming up.
I thought so too.
And then he's like, we're ready to show you what we've got coming to the PlayStation 4. And he like points up, and like it goes to black, like a trailer's gonna start. And then just, like, the animated Diablo 3 logo pops up. And, like, that's it. And I was like...
Dude.
Huh?
I beat Diablo 3 like
and then
a
he's
year
like,
ago.
And then it's like, we're making Diablo 3 for PlayStation 4. It's going to have, you know, local co-op. It's pretty cool. Plays well. Looks great. So, it's coming to PlayStation 3 as well. But we're pretty excited about it. We think you guys will enjoy it. So, thank you.
Why does anyone need... I don't know. Like, first off, that game's not exactly pushing, like, hardware limits anyway.
Right, I can't imagine, like, how much better can the PlayStation 4 version look over the PS3 version?
Yeah, I don't understand, like, why wasn't there a console version of Diablo 3 a while ago? Like, it can't really be that hard. Well,
have you seen the backlash to this now from the PC gaming community?
Are they upset?
That they're the beta testers for the console.
Oh, that's fine.
And that, like, yeah, sure, this whatever. Was clearly what Diablo 3 is designed to be for the start, because that's why you're limited to four players.
No, I mean,
and there's only five hardware slots.
I kind of believe that, because, like, it seemed like that they wanted to make this a console game from the beginning, which is fine.
Yeah.
I don't know why PC gamers are mad, whatever. You still played the game.
Yeah, you still got a good game.
Yeah, whatever. But no, that was really underwhelming. Like, I thought at the least, like, maybe we were going to finally get, like, World of Warcraft on consoles. It was
or, like, StarCraft Ghost was back or something crazy.
Like, something, like, new. Like, but...
Yeah, it was a little underwhelming.
That was very underwhelming.
Yeah. And then the final thing, and we'll double dip now in stories, but, like, so on Sunday, Bungie began revealing information about their upcoming game, Destiny, and we got the first look at gameplay and the announcement of a PS4 version of the game. So... Destiny is being billed as a shared world shooter. So it's not an MMO, but it sounds like it has a lot in common with Journey, where as you're playing it, it dynamically matchmakes you on the fly for co-op.
Okay.
Which sounds pretty cool.
Maybe, yeah.
Like in the demo scenario they showed to journalists, I guess. Like the guy playing got co-op partnered up with a guy. They went to a mission on Mars. It was like an enemy type that's really hard to take down. So they're trying to stealth around. The stealthing failed, they're under attack, then, like, a third player on, like, a vehicle got mashed in with them and, like, kind of came and rescued them. Mm. Like, if stuff like that happens, that's
awesome.
Yeah,
like, again, this is, like, another thing where it's, like, some cool promises, but who knows how it's going to work. Like, right. I don't want to believe. And it's, like, another thing, too. Like, they can't talk about this game for, like, 30 seconds without mentioning the fact that they made Halo.
Well, that was, like, the whole, like, this ended the press conference.
And it's, like, it was kind of, like... Like, they ended the press conference as basically to be like, oh, look, a bunch of games on Sony.
They said, like, four times.
Yeah, I'm like, I get it. Yeah, cool. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not like it's literally...
Because it was first, like, the guy from Activision came out. He's like, we're very excited to bring this. For the first time, the PlayStation users, I'm not going to say it yet, but...
Yeah, it's like, not like it is Halo. It's not like it's that exciting.
Right. And then... Like, after they showed it, they're like, we'd like to welcome these other guys from Bungie to the stage. I'm like, oh, what are they going to do?
And they stood there
really awkwardly stood there.
It was pretty funny, actually.
And then that was the end of the show.
Well, it's not a good thing to end on.
Yeah, like, and...
Because you always expect...
Everyone on Twitter is Last Guardian. They're going to show Last Guardian, right? Is there Last Guardian? Any Last Guardian in the show? No.
Didn't they try to say recently that the game is really coming?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Something to announce very soon.
Yeah, sure.
We asked for more
pages. You
forgot
about the Media Molecule stuff.
Oh, I did miss that, didn't I? What's it even called?
I don't think it's a game, is it? They never called it a game.
I don't know, but it uses the Move.
Who has a Move?
I do.
Are you gonna...
It's upstairs.
But this is so weird. It's so... I can't believe the Move was even mentioned.
I mean, well, this is what I said at the time. It was strangely captivating and charming, but I had no idea how that worked. So basically... It's like there were two components to it, like this weird 3D sculpting thing, and then also like a very kind of neat puppet show thing.
Well, okay, two things. The 3D sculpting thing, that looks really cool, but that's going to be really hard to do when you don't have like...
I can't draw.
Yeah.
I can't draw a stick figure.
Well, it's really
hard. How the fuck am I supposed
to
draw in virtual 3D space?
That's the problem. It's like you have no sort of feedback, you know?
Yeah.
The puppet show, I didn't get it.
I mean, it looked cool.
Because he's like, oh, we're doing this in one take, and it's like bringing a dream to life. And these people were doing all this stuff.
Like,
just
there had to be
moving.
Some setup to that.
That's what it is. They're like, oh, well, this is so easy to play. I'm like, yeah, but it probably took 5 fucking hours to set up. Because people are playing, like, a song. It's not like the song just happened from people waving the Move controller around. Like,
maybe.
There's all this... No! There's all this crap going on. And again, that's like a one thing, too, where it's like, oh, that looks fun. I bet I would do that once.
Yeah.
It kind of like with a lot of the little Media Molecule, Little Big Planet stuff, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, so, let me ask what you think of it, if you agree with me on this sentiment. Aki on Twitter, our friend.
Aki!
She was very upset at the absolute lack of Japanese games shown.
Well, right. Well, she's not American, and that's kind of, I think she...
Right.
She sort of likes that aspect of it more. And it was very much an American kind of style conference.
I'd go as far as say this was an American console. Like, I felt none of Sony of Japan's influence on this thing.
The lead designer... Well, so Sony Japan Studios was touted as one of the people working on... what's that
Knack.
First game? Knack. Knack looks good.
I understand it. I mean, the hardware itself does not feel Japanese.
You feel like the West had more input on this than, say, the PS3?
And even, like, when you look at everything that was shown, Western developers are like, here's a gameplay demo. And the Japanese developers are like... We've got some engine tech demos we're going to show you. It kind of feeds back to the thing I've said a bunch of times, where it just feels like Japanese developers aren't just as good at this next-gen stuff.
They're a little behind.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the tech demo, like, the engines look competent, but they don't, like, they can't make games with them.
Yeah, it's like, okay, that's cute. Show me something, you have a game. Like, I'm at a point where I don't need to see your tech demo.
Yeah, no, I don't care. Like, games look good.
Especially a tech demo for, like, a new IP. Not that new IPs are good, but, like, I don't need to see an announcement for a new IP, you know, because it's a new IP, so I don't know if I need to be excited or not for a lot of the time. That's kind of, like, the thing. Like, that's why when people say what they're looking forward to, they're looking forward to either, like, a sequel or a game from a studio they really like, you know? Not just Capcom has this thing, you know? So, I'm glad to hear your overall thoughts.
I mean, overall, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a great system.
I think there's some cool stuff. Like I said, it's weird how much stuff was kind of introduced but not talked about. Like that little touchpad. Like this motion tracking with the controller. Like, we never saw that implemented in a game. So, I don't know what the point of some of that stuff is. But I feel like the actual system itself, like the hardware specs, like, and like the games, they look pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Like, I like some of the service ideas.
Would I be happier if they said, here's Uncharted 4, Kingdom Hearts 3? Yeah, sure. You know, Last Guardian, sure. That would have been great. But, yeah, it was good. It definitely wasn't a disaster event like some people would probably try to say it was.
No. I mean... We still don't know price. We don't know what it looks like. We know it's coming holiday 2013. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably November. So, yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I'm hopeful. I will probably own a PlayStation 4.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Shortly after launch.
Worth knowing they didn't say anything about price, but...
Yeah. That's to be expected.
That didn't shock anybody.
E3. Does the fact that this happened on a random February evening...
This was basically like watching an E3 press conference.
Yeah, I was going to say, does it make E3 less than now?
Sure. Absolutely.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Because this kind of streaming is at a point now... Like, you can do this stuff, whatever. That's what Nintendo's...
They're dominating everything
And
right
that's
now.
The one thing Nintendo is really smart with, is with the Nintendo Directs, where instead of announcing, like, 10 games at E3, that's one or two games, like, every month.
Yeah.
Great idea.
And they own the time space.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, who knows what the future of E3 is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, yeah, I feel pretty good. It's going to be interesting to see what Microsoft does, because, like, we know Microsoft's going to also do social things, because that's, like, the big thing right now. Everyone wants to do social. And we know they're going to do a lot of, like, the second screen stuff. So, I feel like we know they're going to do a lot of stuff that Sony already said they're going to do. And the only thing that they might do differently is, like, that used game, like, stopping stuff that we hear about. And if it does that, if it's not as powerful as the PlayStation 4, they might have a problem.
Yeah, it's...
And they keep charging people for Xbox Live.
Much like the last generational shift, right now it's Microsoft's game to lose.
It really is. No, exactly. Like, and we saw Sony lose it, and let's compare this, like, when the PlayStation 3 was unveiled, which was a god-awful disaster.
Giant enemy crabs and $599 US.
That's hilarious.
You're going to get two jobs, but look, it has two HDMI ports, one for each job.
Yeah, we didn't have one of the play demos wasn't for a game no one heard about called Genshi 2. Whatever. Was that Genshi?
Based off historical Japanese battles, Mike.
And features such innovative... systems as
glowing weak
real-time
points.
Weapon changing.
Oh, yeah. that was a thing. Man, that happened.
Genji, too.
But again, to say it, too, like there were no Japanese executives there aside from, like, the Capcom and Square guys.
Kaz.
Yeah, he was there. Like... He wasn't there.
Interesting.
Well, he's not. He's the CEO of Japan now, but Ken Katarugi used to go to that thing, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I liked it.
Yeah.
It was good. I thought it was fun. Was what I expected. They showed a system.
You know what's weird, though?
What?
Sony stock tanked today.
What, before or after?
Like, after that happened.
And people are always like, oh, no.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Like I said, everybody is going to be like, that was a disaster. Everyone's always disappointed by these things. They always expect... And then I'm kind of...
I got kind of more or less what I figured I'd get out of this.
Yeah, I always like feel like, oh, I want just one more thing. The Blizzard thing was funny.
That's like I said. Steve Jobs gave us a pretty clear template of, like, you do, like, a press event, and then when it's over, you go, oh, one more thing. And then you show something mind-blowing, and that's what you ended on.
Yeah.
And no one else does that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most basic thing, and no one does it. I don't understand
it's
that.
It's so hard. All right, let's get to the wrestling.
All right. So the NPD numbers for last month have been kind of cleared up.
Wow,
they wish. 57,000 Wii U's in January.
Oh, was there a single Wii U game released that month?
No.
Should we talk about the Wii U? Is the Wii U in trouble?
I think so.
Because let's assume that Killzone game, everything was real. The Wii U can't do that.
No.
You know?
No.
That's not going to happen on the Wii U. What's Watch Dogs on the Wii U going to look like?
I mean, they confirmed it.
Right.
Like, there is going to be Watch Dogs for Wii U 360 PS3.
It's almost a problem, though, because like, now we will literally have a side-by-side comparison of Watch Dogs on the Wii U and the PlayStation 4, and we will see the difference. You know, it'll be there.
It's going to be the Wii versus PS3 360 again.
It's going to be that bad.
Except, you don't got the cutesy little motion controller. You've got this tablet, I guess. I'll put it to you this way. I have home console experiences for you, Mike. Would you rather play them on your 60-inch TV looking absolutely fucking amazing or have the option of playing them in bed on a little 5-inch screen?
I don't mind. I don't know.
Which you can do anyway with the PlayStation.
Destiny's not coming out for the Wii U, huh?
There have been some teases, apparently, maybe, possibly, about that on the Destiny website. I think Destiny is a game that's going to be current and next-gen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they already said that. Yeah, there's going to be like a... That's weird, actually. I don't know why it's not just...
It happens all the time.
I guess they can make a lot more money because there's...
Yeah, and it's easier to make these engines scalable now, especially since they are based on such PC architectures.
Right, yeah.
I mean, basically, you could think of it as, like, the PS4 version being set to Ultra and the PS3 version being set to Medium.
Right, right.
If it was a PC game.
Okay.
So, yeah, the Wii U.
We'll see. Like I said, like... You know, when you look at the numbers, like, relatively, like, the GameCube did not sell, in the 64 even, didn't sell, like, this was, like, a fraction of what the Wii did, but they still made profit.
But they're not making a profit.
What?
They're not making a profit.
Well, not right now, what they're selling 57, I'm just saying, eventually.
I know, but Nintendo always, until the 3DS, always sold their hardware for profit.
Oh, right, that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, but the whole point is that you do that so you can sell games, which is going to be their saving grace if not. If they can still sell, like, a bunch of Mario games that everybody who has a Wii U, they'll be fine. Maybe. We'll see. I'm feeling a little less sure about that every time I say it, but...
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It's like, we keep telling ourselves that, because we've been saying it for so long.
We'll see.
Yeah.
The Vita got a price drop in Japan, but not in here, so let's move on.
Okay.
So
good enough. I put that in there when it looked like I didn't have enough to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The Final Fantasy X remaster for Vita was kind of shown.
Apparently it looked like the PS2 game a lot.
Yeah, he's like, to prove it, the camera zoomed out and he was holding a Vita playing it. The Vita plays videos. That doesn't prove anything.
Oh, man. Also, it's like, yeah, this is the first time we heard this game in a while. I don't know.
What the fuck is Square Enix doing? What the fuck? Apparently they were making that tech demo for the last 10 years. That's the only thing they have to show for the last 10
that
years.
That tech demo that was like a combination of Call of Duty and Final Fantasy.
With like Lair thrown in. Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, they're like Middle Eastern guys with AKs and like a Final Fantasy chip.
I bet we don't see Kingdom Hearts 3 for another 3 years.
I don't think we see Kingdom Hearts 3. I don't think we do.
Ever?
Like, I'm tempted to say it right here, right now.
No.
Disney is so done with mainstream video game releases, and Square Enix can't find their ass from a hole in the ground.
But they like money, though. Kingdom Hearts makes a lot. Also, look, I'm telling you, the end of Kingdom Hearts 3DS is literally, here's what's going to happen in Kingdom Hearts 3.
You say so.
It has to. I just don't know how long they're going to take. If with that plot that they basically, like, prepared for Kingdom Hearts 3 turns out to be the plot, like, the next portable bullshit, then yeah, I agree.
I'm just saying it may just stop.
They just won't do it?
Yeah.
No, they always make money. They're not going to just stop the franchise cold.
I don't know. I feel like when Square Enix goes to Disney, like, well, this is how much it's going to cost us to make Kingdom Hearts 3. Disney's going to be like,
no, that'll be fine.
Yeah, you know what? We're good with our Disney Infinity thing.
I think Square Enix foots most of the bill for those anyways. I mean, Disney doesn't really have a whole lot to do with. I think a lot of people in Disney have never really liked it. They don't get it.
Yeah, yeah.
But whatever. I like it. All right, what's next?
So, remember how amped up we used to get for the Kids' Choice Awards and Nickelodeon when we were young sprouts?
Yeah, but their video game thing. The video game thing was always bad.
So they have the kid voting for favorite video game. Here's the four nominees, Mike. You tell me which one you would pick.
Oh, my God.
Just Dance 4, which I do believe was actually released in 2012. Mario Kart 7, Skylanders Giants, and Wii Sports. That's not even Wii Sports Resorts. That is Wii Sports.
I don't understand. They did this review when I was a kid who would like actually vote for the Kids' Choice Award. I remember like the first year they did the Kids' Choice Award was like, I don't know what it, like it was well into the 64 era. And like one of the games was like Super Mario World or something. I was like,
didn't we vote for like NBA Jam or something?
No, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, like where's Mario 64?
I was like, why aren't there games from this year? That's so infuriating.
Yeah, I know.
Right, whatever.
It's not for us. I just thought it was funny.
No, because when it was for me, it made me mad then,
right,
too.
Right, right, right.
Kids aren't stupid. The kids know.
They do.
They seriously, there's plenty of kids who are like, why is Wii Sports on here?
Yeah.
Some kids who were literally like couldn't probably have motor skills when Wii Sports came out.
Yeah, they were like 8-year-olds who like when Wii Sports came out couldn't walk.
Seriously, they don't know what a Wii Sports is.
That's kind of fucked up to think, but that's absolutely true.
Honestly. Like they don't care. It's literally
wow,
like some executives like, where are video games?
That's
he Google
weird.
Searched popular video games. He's like, well, I can't do Call of Duty because guns. Mario. I had a guy told me Skylanders money, 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 and Wii Sports is the best selling video game of all time. Look at that. I'll put that on there. It's on that newfangled Wii.
Right. Oh, did you see? So, I didn't put this down, but this is good to talk about. So, The Tyranny of King Washington Part 1 has come out today.
Yeah.
Of course, Fox News runs their story.
Oh, awesome.
About, you know, French video game makers who are depicting our founding father as a bloodthirsty tyrant.
Awesome. Good.
Of course, this thing's like, you could buy this game for the Xbox and the PlayStation and the Wii.
They don't even know what to call the system.
No, and it's like, you know, it's not like acknowledging the fact that, no, you're not buying this game, you're downloading it as an add-on.
I would love to see somebody try to explain the concept of downloadable game content in episodic format
to the guy from Fox News. Yeah. Yeah.
And like the alternate history thing? No.
Yeah.
That'll go over great.
Although the trailer looks pretty
yeah, I
rad.
Don't. I think I might wait till like all three episodes are out.
So
and
just,
again,
just get it.
But
yeah.
I do want to play that. Yeah. Like, I think it's a really cool concept.
Yeah.
And I liked Assassin's Creed 3. I know. Fuck you. I liked it.
I liked
not
it
you.
Too.
I mean, everyone I else. It's like, ugh. Fucking Assassin's Creed 3. What is this? Mega
oh, that's
Man 12?
What you got? Well, I'm not impressed.
You know that.
Go ahead, impress me. What do you got?
You know that. I got. You know, Ego Raptor. He does that sequelitis. The
yeah.
Mega, yeah. You know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Where he's like, oh fucking, what is this? Mega Man 12. And Capcom's like, shit. People are losing interest in Mega Man. We got to do something new.
Shit, fuck.
Well, I kept making you laugh during the conference. I think the good one was, like, before they showed anything, they showed, like, the picture of, like, a cloud. And you're like, look, Mike, cloud gave you a like. And I'm like, that cloud could mean anything.
Told you, Mike, that's where it's all going.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see.
Let's see, so as they continue to be like, oh shit, we pissed off all the, you know, both of the Wii U owners out there. Ubisoft in a mea culpa is saying that Rayman Legends Online Challenge Mode is going to be released for free in April on the Wii
That's
U.
That's a weird thing. I still understand they just don't release the game, but whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, this is better than another
than
demo.
Nothing.
I mean, I guess this is like a good chunk of the game, but whatever. I don't get it. Will there be, like, a PlayStation 4 version of the game where you can just do, like, the Wii U thing?
Well, no. Well, September, as I've come to realize, is the end of the quarter.
Oh.
So, that's why, like, it's, like the last possible it could come out before you get into the quarter of the next-gen consoles.
Okay.
Which is probably why that date is chosen.
Okay.
Probably also why that's when Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out.
All right. Yes. Oh, God. That's right. Grand Theft Auto 5 is really coming out of the tail. That's weird, because like, Grand Theft Auto 5 will not be, like, very impressive. Yeah, because it's
in, like, a month and a half's time. Yeah.
That's what's kind of weird is, like...
Well, maybe that's coming out the next-gen consoles, too. Maybe that's why they delayed it.
That's kind of a weird thing about the PlayStation 4, is that there's a sense of incompleteness about the PlayStation 3. Just because, like, we have, like, The Last of Us coming out. And, like, that's not unusual. But then, like, there are things like The Last Guardian, where it's like, is that? And, like, Final Fantasy Versus 13, like, how come that never came out? Wait, we're not done yet. Those games aren't even out yet.
Yeah, like, well, yeah, last generation, even though, like, particularly for the Xbox, it was a short generation, like, there was kind of a clean break.
Right, and, like...
In many regards.
And you saw a lot of franchises, like just about every big franchise that's really big right now basically started on this generation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sony made a pretty big point right away. Like, look, there's not going to be, like, a new Sly Cooper. There's not going to be a new Ratchet Clank right away and stuff like that. Although I would have liked the new Ratchet Clank. There's not going to be a new Jack and Daxter.
Mm-hmm.
Look, those guys are making Resistance and Infamous and
Uncharted.
And it's different. You know, there's Killzone 2, but Killzone, for all intents and purposes, started on the PS3.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Yeah. Okay, is there anything else?
Finally, Take-Two, it's official. WWE... Is them.
What's interesting is, like, they're actually going to call it, like, WWE 2K14.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Why did I just get 14?
It's not, yeah, it's WWE 2K14.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Joystick Story's wrong. If they don't say that. But yeah, it is WWE 2K14.
Now, this says here, update. The original ESPN source cited a name change, but Take-Two's press release confirms the new game will be called WWE 14.
Oh. Never mind
that. Yeah, that was false info.
Maybe that's just all as well and good.
Yeah.
But listen to the games.
But it's still coming this fall. You didn't miss anything.
I told you it would come out this fall. You're like, oh, they're going to miss a year. Like, no, they're not.
All right. Yeah,
right. Did I too much money for that? All right.
So, Google Plusing.
Okay.
Handhelds. Still talking about this.
Because we were like, because we were surprised last week. We asked people about handheld gaming. A lot of people were like, yeah, handheld gaming. What is this? Mega Man 12?
So now...
I thought you were trying to no-sell that at first. Like, you didn't think that was funny.
Yeah, it kind of caught me off guard. I wasn't, like, ready for it. Anyway, now everyone's saying, like, well, it's not like iOS gaming's cutting into it. No, it's not that at all. Like, all these shitty iPhone games. We're not into that at all.
But yeah, these people basically tore your theory apart, which I liked.
Well, here's my refined theory. Okay.
Because I agreed with everybody yelling at you.
I know, you always do. So... One of my favorite games for the original Game Boy was a popular puzzle game back in the day called Zoop. Do you remember Zoop?
Yeah, I remember Zoop because you would stop talking about
Zoop. If Zoop was released for the iPhone today, what would you pay for it?
$1. I understand.
Are you going to go pay $40 for it on your 3DS?
No, AJ, but no. The portable system dynamic has changed too. We don't get games like Zoop.
I know. Well,
I would never buy a game like Zoop for $30.
The Angry Birds Trilogy is out for the 3DS.
Yeah, no one bought it.
Here's my point.
The point is that they're different.
Yeah, I know. I understand that.
And the one's not cutting into the other.
The one's not. The reason it's different is because of the phone gaming. The reason that you don't get games like Zoop on Game Boy is like, well, they're like, well, shit. People are buying this in their phones, so we're going to focus on, like...
Even off, nobody would dare have the audacity to release Zoop today.
I'm not being literal. I'm just saying that type of bite-sized portable gaming doesn't exist for dedicated handhelds anymore.
Sure it does. You get it on the eShop for, like, $2 again.
Well, they're not $2. They're more expensive.
Like $5. Well, what did these people say? I want to hear from them.
All right.
Pick one of the shorter ones. Don't read the giant wall.
Yeah, Pete has like a giant wall of text, which is always good stuff, but it's hard to read on a podcast. Let's see. Chris Whittington says, the current iOS avalanche of games serves the audience that Nintendo chased with the Wii.
I want to add that games is in quotation marks.
Yeah, that's why I said it with emphasis. Serves the audience that Nintendo chased with the Wii. That audience doesn't give a shit about core gaming and never will. As for the kind of games we enjoy, they'll continue to thrive as dev costs continue to go down. As I mentioned before, some of the games I'm most excited about in the future are gussied up old school RPGs from Exile and Obsidian.
I mean, that's kind of thing. Like, that's the point, AJ, is that it's different demographics. We're like,
no, yeah, I know. I'm agreeing with you. Just you don't seem like.
But you're always like talking about how portable gaming is going to go away because of iOS.
I'm not saying it's going away, but it's becoming a niche product.
It was always a niche product.
No, everyone had a fucking Game Boy.
Every kid still has a 3DS. Kids are gamers, too.
And
kids aren't like...
I'm not talking about kids. I'm talking about everyone.
No, adults did not have Game Boys.
Sure they did.
No, they fucking didn't.
How do you know?
Because why we lived during that. No adult had a Game Boy. No adult had a Game Boy. Some did. I'm not saying literally none did. But, I mean, look, it's not like every adult had a Game Boy, and then all of a sudden the iPhone came out, and they're like, oh, shit, I don't need my Game Boy anymore. No, that did not happen very often.
All right. Let me pull this card. I know you're going to get mad at me.
Oh, my God. I'm so mad already.
Working at a mall, I see a shit ton of little kids with iPod touches and iPhones.
I'm sure.
I don't see a lot of DSs.
I take
my 3DS to work
AJ,
with me.
Look
I'm
at
not
the
street
look
passing
Look at the
anymore.
Numbers. The 3DS is selling well. The 3DS is selling better than the Game Boy Advance probably did back when there wasn't this competition.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, huh? That's actual fact. Don't you mm-hmm me and dismiss it? I just beat you. Suck it down, Daikatana. Tell me about your shitty board game.
It's not a board game. It's a card game.
Yeah, it's a card game. But there's also, like, auxiliary.
I think you own this. We haven't played it
what,
yet.
What, Munchkin?
Yeah.
You want to talk about Munchkin?
Yeah.
PJ got everyone over to play Munchkin. Munchkin is really old news. Everyone knows about Munchkin.
That's great. I never played it before.
Munchkin's I've actually played it, yeah. I know about it. It's fun, yeah, sure.
We need
We're
to play your
copy. We're not talking about Munchkin, though, because literally everybody already knows about it.
Okay, but we should play it. It's awesome.
We'll play Munchkin sometime. Yeah, it's over somewhere. All right, next. What else?
Fire Emblem.
Well, you always
love
talk about
Fire Emblem.
You're not very far.
No, I have characters who are like level 18, and I haven't gotten Master Shields yet.
Yeah.
I got one.
You should probably do some... Yeah, you should progress a little.
I know, but it's just so fucking fun.
Because you don't even get to the cool part yet, and I want you to get the cool part.
I will. Right. But you know what else has made me realize?
Hmm.
It's made me think a lot about grinding in games. And here's why.
Hey, deck term.
I'm grinding in Fire Emblem right now.
Yeah, because it's fun.
Exactly.
Because you like the battle system.
Well,
that's the only difference.
That's what I'm going to say. When you say you are grinding in a game, that means I don't enjoy playing this game, but I'm playing it anyway.
Well, but that's what people turn it into. It's just the connotation.
I know, but like,
that's what I was saying last week, is I hate the term grinding, because grinding is playing the game.
But grinding is playing the game, like, playing the game
you
in
just
spite
said you're
of
grinding.
Itself.
No, but here's my point. If you are, I hate when you are grinding and you're playing the game in spite of itself. Don't fucking play the game. You know what? It's not the.
That's
super,
my
listen,
point.
Here's my thing. I got to do this.
Go okay? ahead.
Look, it's not the Super Nintendo anymore. Where you, if you want a story, you have to play a JRPG. Like, I understood why people who didn't like JRPGs played them anyway back then, because it was literally the only way to get any sort of. There's the only chance you would get to get, like, an epic feeling to a game. Like, you had to play a JRPG. If you're, like, now, and you're, like, play all of a JRPG, and you're like, I didn't like the combat system. What? You just played that game for 40 hours. You didn't like the combat? That's the game! I didn't like the combat system? My God!
No, I mean, I completely agree with you. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you ever feel a game is grindy... Like, it's like people who, like, who say, like, they don't like fishy-tasting fish. It's like, no, you just don't like fish.
Right.
Don't get fish.
Cook this fish more so it tastes like nothing.
Right. Please. Yeah. Like, you don't like fish. If you're like, oh, I don't like grindy RPGs, I think you just don't like RPGs.
Like, people were like, oh, I wish, you know, I wish, the battle system was different. Like, how would Yoshi was different? Like, oh, like, I wish things were more, like... It's a taste. Like, so you wish it was an action RPG. So you just wish it was an action game. Oh, okay, sweet. Yeah, thanks for your input. Die. Ugh. Wow, Ni No Kune's awesome. You know what I realize? What I really like about Ni No Kune? And, this bothers me more than grinding is dungeon crawling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you have, like, a very long dungeon, and sometimes the save points are kind of not very close, and you kind of feel almost claustrophobic because you're in the same area. There are no big dungeons in Ni No Kune.
That's good.
A lot of it is sort of like just going to exploring, like, the open world to get to a landmark, and, like, the quote-unquote dungeons, first off, they're never literally dungeons, or, like, even, like, caves. There's, like, a couple that's, like, a cave or an old building, but a lot of times it's more creative than that, and they're usually not very big at all. They are small. They're tiny. Like I'm 40 hours in the game, and there still has not been, like, a giant dungeon, and I kind of like that. That's kind of a thing that I appreciate. there's already like moments too where like the game will just have you do like three boss battles in a row, because like the boss battles are the coolest part of the game. Mm-hmm. And that's where like the most strategy sort of involves, right. But, like, especially with the whole like defending thing and like yeah. But I still am really liking it. Good name, but yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, good.
Okay, all right.
Anything else you played?
No.
New?
No, I don't think. I'm trying to think.
I have a beta code for Showdown Effects.
Oh, I did play that.
Alex Connolly sent me. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, how is it?
That's right. It was kind of interesting. Like it was weird. The sound wasn't working, but
well, it's
like,
a beta.
It was kind of simple. Like it's kind of like a. I mean, some people are saying Smash Brothers. It's like Smash Brothers in that it's like a 2D like. It's not a fighting game, really. It's like a 2D deathmatch thing. Yeah, it's 2D. And I guess you run around, you have like a katana and a gun, and you just kind of kill the other person, and there's like the platforming. It's neat. I mean, it's kind of a weird game to explain, because it's kind of simple, but it's cool.
Cool.
It seems like it's like really early beta right now, yeah. But there's some
promise.
It's the
Magicka, guys.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Which I didn't like. I tried to play Magicka. I didn't really get it.
I appreciate Magicka.
I appreciate Magicka's humor. I don't like its gameplay.
No, I appreciate its gameplay too, but it's a little much for me.
That's the problem. The gameplay is like too complicated. It's like
you have to really dedicate.
You have to really like. You have to like have some really good friends because like you really have to tell like you really have to coordinate a lot.
Yeah.
So, if I played all Magicka, I was like, oh, I didn't like. Combining spells
at all. Why the fuck you play a game about combining spells?
So is GameSpot working yet? Can we talk about the releases?
No, let's look. I know Revengeance came out this week. Basically, the camera's bad. That seems to be what I've been hearing.
The camera's not that bad. A lot of times people are like, the camera's bad and the camera's... It's not that bad. We played the demo. Yeah, it sounds like the camera bad. It sounds like the game's goofy, which we all expected. It sounds like it breaks the fourth wall sometimes, which will annoy me, but whatever.
I guess it's on the shorter side, too, like 6 hours.
I don't think an action game needs to be much longer.
No, I agree with
you. To be honest.
But then, like, there's like, oh, but it's a Metal Gear game.
Somebody was like, even when John the Bull was like, my puzzle game is 25 hours long, I'm like, that sounds a little too long for a goddamn puzzle game.
Yeah, he's like, oh, we cut out all the fat.
I was like, I don't believe you. You lie, sir.
I bet I walk around a lot doing nothing in your game.
I bet I walk around, sit around, think.
GameSpot's still down, so...
Whatever.
I already said the Assassin's Creed DLC comes out, and I don't think anything else of note is coming out this week.
All right, then. That.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can also follow us at twitter.com, at twitter.com/explaining barrel and Facebook at facebook.com/explaining barrel. Go to our Google Plus community. Tell us what you think about the PlayStation 4. We will try to get a conversation going there about it.
Yeah.
Specifically, I would like to think what you think this means for the Wii U. This is bad news with the Wii U.
Yeah, I'll make two separate posts.
The argument before is like the Wii U is its own thing. Is the Wii U still its own thing, or is it really going to be competing with the PlayStation 4 now?
That's not what it is. Spoiler.
All right.
We should mention there will be no show next week.
Oh, yeah. We'll be on vacation.
Yeah. So, deal.
Yeah.
Talk about the PlayStation.
Yeah. So, that's true. Yeah. I feel like I'm glad we didn't miss this week.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So, don't miss us too much. We'll be back soon, we promise.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Bye.
Bye.
My God!